white person would be, it would be an insult. Perhaps it's in the tone of voice that you use to.
Well, it's still,
with,
it's still true, yeah.
Even with black people calling one another that, it would depend on the tone of voice
mm-hmm.
used.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember my aunt, who did some interviewing of this same type, but working more on family history, and she was talking to some old woman that she had known when she was a child, and she said, "They keeps talking about blacks. What is this blacks? I was just a nigger. That's all I is a nigger."
Mm-hmm.
So she herself took no offense at herself calling herself a nigger.
Yeah, yeah.
And the word blacks didn't mean anything to mm-hmm. her. I think she was probably in her 80s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm. Yeah, the terminology has been
mm-hmm.
rampant
mm-hmm.
in the 20th century. White people are called what?
Well, humans. You know, I get so tired of seeing race on,
I know,
on things. So I suppose that you just call them white people, I guess. I mean, I, because
about
I get really irritated at the Anglo. And
is Anglo a bad term?
No, it isn't, I don't suppose. I think that we tend to kick that around too much down here in
mm-hmm.
this part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you in Georgia?
I've never heard
do
it.
Do you call somebody
no,
Anglo?
Not
there?
Like I hear it here. Not like
or
I hear it
Or New
here.
York? Or
oh, in Georgia, I'm sure they'd be white people.
White, yeah. Because it's mostly white people and black people
yeah.
there. Or in
yeah.
the state of Washington, you know, do you hear?
I don't know. I've never been up to Washington.
California, you know, do they?
In California,
California
is a place you don't want to go there.
No, no.
They
so,
have their own problems, but
so,
yeah, I don't know.
You know, those are some of those name things that get bothersome for me after a while.
How about people from the country? What do you call them? Do you have a name for them?
No, I know there are lots of, you know, it's.
Well, you wouldn't call them, would you call them rednecks?
I don't think of people from the country as being rednecks so much as I do hear people from maybe the panhandle or the area where they're totally prejudiced against anything but Baptist and Methodist and Church of Christ and,
mm-hmm.
and nobody with long hair and you gotta have a gun and you need a pickup. And, and we're not real tolerant of anybody else's
mm-hmm.
different ideas.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus, that tolerance is the consensus.
Mm-hmm.
A lack of tolerance
mm-hmm.
would describe a redneck. Whereas in Georgia, redneck is almost a familiar term. It's like, you know, you're proud to be a redneck or
oh, really?
You know, and you can have long hair, like a lot of rednecks have long hair
okay.
and but it's something about living out in the country and having certain kind of values, and I'm sure there's a certain amount of intolerance there,
mm-hmm.
but it's
not a derogatory term.
It's not as derogatory. It's
mm-hmm.
jokingly derogatory,
mm-hmm.
but you know, like Jeff Foxworthy says, you might be a redneck
if right. All right, so where do you suppose it came from? Because they had short hair and their necks got red in the
maybe
sun?
Maybe the farmers, because of that, yeah, that the only their neck would turn red, yeah.
Never thought about that.
people who don't have enough money to live are called?
Oh, they're called poor people, and they're called needy people.
Mm-hmm. And people who work on a ranch are?
Ranchers.
How about people who don't own the ranch?
Hands.
Mm-hmm. And is that different from a person who works with cattle, or is there
hands, cowboys? I would say that the hands are different from the cowboys.